please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, I'm Tora, and I want to thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. And this week we have a special show. We have our children on. We have Jordan, we have Amon, we have Mia and Victoria, and they're giving their input on what pecking order they think they fell in. And I mean, we are going deep into it. So you have to tune in.
All right. So take a look and see what you think. Let us know what you think.
Say hi to Miss Kim.
Hi, Victoria. How are you? Yeah. I'm planning to ask my kids, do they feel that I have treated them the same, that there's been any difference in how they were treated? That's the main thing.
Do you feel like there's a category where they have to feel like they're the last child, middle child, or oldest child burdens?
Right. Or gender.
Or gender. Do you think I treat Steve, Mia, and you differently, or do you think I treat all of y'all the same?
I think that you treat us all differently.
How? Just give one example of how.
Because I think that you allow us to do more things.
I can't hear.
Okay, Victoria.
I think that you allow Mia to do more, and you allow her to have more freedom of choice.
Oh. What about Steve?
I think that you are very mean. No, I'm just kidding. I think that you are more strict on him, probably because he's older, very much older, and you need him to, I'm not sure, but yeah.
Be more responsible?
Yeah, probably that.
And how do I treat you?
With you?
You are very strict. And you are very much in my business.
Well, all righty then. Well, thank you. We appreciate it, Victoria. You weighing in on that.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. I hope you can come back again when you're not at work, but I appreciate you working and making them coins.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
That was nice.
Wasn't hard at all, right?
Right.
They get it so wrong. I'm in her business. So asking her why she at the beach at 3 o'clock in the morning is in her business.
Well, you're lucky but it's amazing she called you for you to know that she was at the beach.
I look at her 360, you know, the 360.
Oh, you remember I told you I don't have that on my keys. Is that tracking thing?
Yeah.
I don't do that. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Fine. You already said hi to Miss Tora.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so it's just short and quick. The question is, do you think that I treated you and Jordan the same? And have you felt any differences with respect to gender, birth order, or how do you feel about it?
My short answer would be no, partially because, I mean, we're not the same, so we're obviously going to be treated a little bit differently because we're different people, but I do distinctively remember in high school, there was a rule where Jordan could date at 14, but I could not date until 16, although now that I'm thinking back, it's not really a bad age, but it's just, you know.
Because yours was always 16, but I think he just did it, or you're right. I think
was it because one was a boy, one was a girl?
Probably from my perspective. And I think last week I admitted that I did try to protect her a bit more because I felt I had to.
That was a change. That was a change that I had to.
So, but in all other respects, it was fine. It was seen equal or fair or whatever.
Yeah, I'd say it was fair. Like, I didn't feel like you liked one more or anything crazy like that.
Perfect. And everybody was well loved.
Yep.
And I'm not coaching you because this is going way
too quick. No, it sounds coaching. I'm sorry, Amon. It sounds coaching. Mom does not make me feel like she is letting you. She feels like, I feel like the lawyer kicked in.
Did we discuss this beforehand at all?
No. Not like you discussed it, but I feel like the lawyer, you know how lawyer, she's a great lawyer, right?
Anything else you want to say about that to make sure you're getting your well-rounded full opinion in?
No, I think that was it. That's the only thing I actually remember being like actually different. So I think it was okay.
But looking back, you think that was fair? Looking back, you think that was fair? Like, okay.
I wouldn't say it was fair, but it doesn't bother me.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, dear. We appreciate you. I will.
No problem.
See you soon. Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
That's so sweet. So when she said letting her date, right, would...
Jordan had an actual girlfriend in ninth grade.
And you were comfortable. Like, that was cool.
It was okay. I mean, my preference would have been for him not to have, but it was okay. And then her, I had always said, you cannot date until you're six. I mean, from way young. So
were you real about it, though? Like, if she had brought somebody home, you would have been like, okay, I accept it. Or were you just trying to install that?
I don't know. I'm so glad she didn't. Because I don't know. I know at 15, there was a young man that was friendly. But it wasn't dating. So I guess I would have been okay as long as you're not trying to talk about some birth control.
Right. See that?
Hi, Mia. Sorry to wake you. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
We just had like a conversation last week about whether our children feels that we treated them all the same, or did we treat them differently with respect to the order in which they were born, or maybe even gender. Do you feel your mom treated you, Victoria, and Stephen the same in terms of privileges and all that?
No.
Okay, can you break it down for us? How did she do it differently? How'd she treat you compared to Victoria?
She's like a lot more like overprotective with Victoria.
Okay. And
judgmental.
With Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then how does she treat you?
She's still judgmental, but she but like I guess she just knows me more.
She does what to you more?
I just have like a little bit more freedom than Victoria.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a bit more freedom. What about Steve?
They like let him do whatever he wants to, and they support him no matter what.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's how she sees it. Thank you. Anything else, Tora? Or anything else you want to add, Mia?
Also gives both of them money, but I like rarely ever get anything from them. I'm like always on my own. And I have to like pay myself, except for my car. They bought my car.
Okay.
But I pay my own gas and everything. And like pay for like any work that needs done.
On your car?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I think they paid for my brother's gas and like they paid for his car to get fixed and everything. But he had like three cars that they paid for.
Oh, okay.
And doesn't have a car yet.
So do you think you have middle child syndrome? Do you think that may be it?
I don't think I think that I am treated a certain way because I'm just more independent than the rest of my siblings. Okay. But I think I was just grown to be more independent because I got less help than them.
Girl,
do you think that she treats Steve differently because he's a boy in any respect, or because he's the oldest, or because Victoria's the youngest, or just that's how it plays out?
Put your phone down some, Mia, so I can see your face. Yeah, perfect.
I think that it is because Steve's like the only boy and he's the oldest and Victoria's the youngest and she's like still a girl. She's like the last girl, I guess.
Okay.
Crazy how they see it.
Okay, well, I appreciate you taking the time to kick it with us and share your opinion. Thank you.
But you do agree I love y'all all the same, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. That counts.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh. Hey, son, how are you?
Hey, handsome.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Son, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Say hi. You met, you know, Miss Tora. Say hi to Miss Tora.
Miss Tora, how are you?
How are you? Your room is immaculate. I am so jealous right now. I don't understand how you and Mia can be friends. I just don't. We've been our whole life together.
So, Jordan, we just have a quick couple questions for you. Okay. And they are, do you feel that I've treated you and your sister equally, fairly, consistently, or do you feel there was a difference? And if so, did you think that gender or birth order had anything to do with it? Just what do you think about that topic?
For me personally, I think that both had something to do with it. I think probably for me, I felt it was more of my age a little bit more. And you know, and I've talked about it with friends and stuff too. And I feel as though, like, we've talked about it, like, that sometimes with different children, like, you just learn things with your first. And it's kind of like, well, you would be crazy to kind of not incorporate the things that you learn with the next child, I guess. It's like, and I think I was talking to a friend about, like, I think a part of me back then when I was, like, less mature is almost like, she made those mistakes with me, so she needs to make the same mistakes with her, so it's fair. But then it's like, that doesn't make sense.
I think you have said stuff to me.
You know, like, I'm going to steal that from you. I'm when the next argument I have with my kids, I am stealing everything you said.
That is very insightful, though. And I think there have been times where you said, like, well, when it was you, I did this. And when it was her, I did that.
But I hear that.
By doing that with you, I learned either do that again or don't do that again. You know what I mean? And so you think
it was my kids suck their teeth with me, right? Or if the oldest sucked their teeth with me, the middle was the oldest will, you know, get corrected. So if he heard the middle one, which would be Mia, suck her teeth and I did nothing, he would be like, oh my God, you would have killed me if I sucked my teeth. So that's one of the things I'm like, what? But you're right. I feel like I might have overdid it with him. So I kind of learned on that end that I don't need to be all that with her. That's my learning part.
That's a good point. And when you were saying you think both birth order and gender has something to do with it, in what regard?
I mean, I don't know. I think maybe not with you specifically, but I think in general, maybe how I felt as a whole, like how I'm treated by the family is like, oh, you're a male, you get what I'm saying? And then even like, you know, after you and dad split, being the only man in the house, that was a little bit stressful for me at times, you get what I'm saying?
Why? Because did I expect you to take on a man?
It's like there's a lot of feminine energy in the house. And so sometimes it's almost like there's nowhere really for me to go except for my room to kind of get away from that, you know what I mean?
No, I didn't know exactly that. That's interesting. Okay.
Because I have joked with my son pretty much his whole upbringing about that. I just like, oh, you going in your room to whack off? Okay, see you later. And he's like, Ma! I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. And then he would be like, I can't believe you said, like, it's okay, son. So I was talking about his whole childhood about that. So I get, not saying that that's what you were doing, but I'm just saying, I get what you're saying when it's like, look, I need to be masculine. I need to go in my room, do masculine things and get away from feminine. I get it. I so get that.
Any additional insight you wish to add?
I feel like maybe with certain things, like, I guess, like even shoveling the driveway or doing certain, I guess, more handy-ish tasks, like maybe even setting up the Christmas tree, or like if a light needs to be fixed or something, it's like that tends to fall on me. Like little stuff around the house, I don't really mind. I remember with the shoveling sometimes, I remember it would be stressful sometimes when y'all would come out there and be trying to help, and I would feel like y'all would be like arguing, or like it wouldn't be going right, but please just go in the house, I'll just do it. To just, you know, like I could just put some music in and just do it myself, you know.
Okay. Oh, I want to do over with our parenting because he let me know all the stuff I could have. I'm like, so maybe I should have talked to y'all more. Maybe I should have been like, okay, so do you want me to help you or not?
Well, I think in all fairness, in the beginning when they were younger, mm-hmm. I shoveled and then they began to come out and help some. Mm-hmm. And then it became a gradual thing where ultimately, I remember one time we had a big snowstorm and mm-hmm. Jordan was like, I got this and just went out there and shoveled. You know, our driveway is really long. Mm-hmm. So great. I never share anything on Facebook about this. So I put mm-hmm. a picture up and was like, look what my son did. Aww. So yes, I appreciate that. I do.
That's some roses right there, man. Wow.
Yeah.
You understand, that's major. That's
and
major.
Everybody felt well loved and all of that is supported. You feel mm-hmm. in that regard?
Yeah.
Do you think she's more overprotective with the daughter or you?
Probably my sister.
Really?
If I had to. Well, because I just feel like naturally, I think that parents tend to be a little bit more concerned about the young girl's well-being, especially when she goes out and does stuff versus with me. I felt like my parents were fairly permissive for the most part as far as me going out. Like some people, I remember some of my friends would have to sneak out or like lie to their parents. I would be like, I don't really have to lie to them. Like I can really just tell them where I'm going. Maybe sometimes like you might not tell every single detail, but exactly. I wouldn't really lie to my parents about where I was going because I personally didn't feel like it was smart and I didn't have to. I felt like I really could go out with no problem for the most part.
And when you say it wasn't smart, what does that mean?
Well, like, for example, if, say, I'm telling you that I'm spending the night at a friend's house who's maybe in Bowie or something like that, or Annapolis, and I end up, like, going to a party in Baltimore, and then, say, like, a situation happened, and then it's like, I don't want to call my parents because I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So I would kind of try to avoid situations like that, to be honest.
Good answer. You know what? We should have asked Iman that part because I remember when she and her friends were going into DC and all of them were making up stories. And she said to me, Mom, you're the only one I can tell that I'm going into the city. Everybody else is making up a lie for their parents. And so I'm happy. Oh, these are great answers, but her kids gave good answers too. You guys seem well-adjusted and thank you. I appreciate you taking a few minutes out to come on. We appreciate you.
I definitely do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Love you, son. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dang, man. He made me want to do a do-over. I'm like, he gave me the parenting of a 101. I was like, shoot, I should have talked a little. I should have been like, because I get what he's saying, or like across the board. And it's so funny how he didn't even, this is what my kids think. My son thinks that I was overprotected with him more because he was Black in a world of all that's crazy and all that's going on. I love the fact that he was like, no, I think she was still overprotected with my sister more because she was a female in this world. And I was like, dang.
And it's the area where we live in too. And you live in a good area too, but out here is a lot of affluent Blacks mm-hmm. and the police are Black. We all, you know what I mean?
But you know what I was talking about.
Right, I do, but I'm saying around here, mm-hmm. for a long time, they didn't really have a car. They were like, mm-hmm. right. we're driving them everywhere mm-hmm. until they get 16. So if you're around here, go ahead. I don't know. He said what he said. I'm not going to disagree.
Now, I definitely got to ask my son that question because I was always trying to protect him from racism because that was his surroundings. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't worried about
white. See, we're in a black
yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of white people here, but mm-hmm. we have a lot of Blacks who are in their Benzes and Lexuses mm-hmm. and Porsches and Bentleys be riding through. And yeah. so, you know, they're used to us. They're not going to knock you off at the town center.
Or if Jordan's riding around in your Mercedes, they're not thinking he's a drug dealer because they see
exactly,
other ones.
Because
see, where I'm from...
Yes.
Because of racism, my son can't ride around in the Tesla because he has to be a drug dealer.
Because they're mostly white over there. So if they see a Black, that's why I came here. You know me, girl, I need to live around my people so we can get a little breathing space, you know.
And that's why I was happy that I sent him to Howard, because for that reason, so he could develop a culture in his brain, like, oh, okay, I see what my mother was trying to show me.
And when we talked to him, I felt that from him. He sounded mature and balanced in that regard. And that's why, you know, the schools they always went to were a little different, you know, going out there to Crofton and Annapolis or whatever, but they're fine because they're well-grounded. I think we did good. I'm glad they weighed in.
I know Jordan's going to have me thinking a lot this week, though. I got to get to my journal because I know I'm going to be doing some do-overs ASAP.
And he is right that I will be like the lights out. You know, certain things I would expect him to do that I'm not going to ask him on to get the ladder and change the light bulb.
So. And he was like, and then he said, and it was on him to do it as a man. And so I get it now. Like, so I'm even gonna do that in my marriage, though. Because now I can see why Jordan just hit me to some things.
Well, in my marriage.